Welcome, everyone. So we're on the sixth of the seven Haftaras of comfort or of love, getting us ready for Rosh Hashanah. And it really, the Haftaras really changed the focus. In other words, we had Tisha B'Av, which was the ultimate sadness, you know, the destruction, that everything had to be destroyed to be rebuilt. And when people have difficult times, they feel estranged from Hashem, and this is Hashem bringing us back, so to speak, reassuring us of His love and reassuring us He'll never send us away. And the, like I said, that last verse in the previous parsha, you know, the mountains will disappear a lot quicker than Hashem's love will ever disappear from us. You know, that's kind of the Haharim Yamushu. You know, you see the mountain, look at Stone Mountain, that'll be long gone. In other words, Hashem's love and kindness will never be removed from us, and that's the message He wants to give to us, and that message has to carry us through the exile. Through, you know, we live in a world of turmoil. It's a constant turmoil, whether it's terrorist attacks or all types of things that go on. And that's the message, is that Hashem is there. We believe, we're optimists. We believe in the end everything will turn out all right, so to speak, that in the end, Hashem, in the end of history, will come about when the Mashiach comes, the Messianic era. And towards the end of the book of Yeshayahu, so he predicts, or he tells us what that time will look like. And some of this is the getting ready for that. We believe that it's conceivable that at any time we could be there. In other words, we could bring the Mashiach, so to speak. If there's enough teshuva, if there's enough coming back to Hashem, we can create the system can kick in where we're ready. You know, we're ready for Hashem to end sorrow and trouble and difficulties and bring everybody back and usher in that era. And it could happen. In fact, when we blow the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, we're waiting to hear the shofar of Elisha. We're waiting to hear, we're hoping that, you know, that this year will be the year, L'shana haba, you know, Yushalayim. So that's part of our goal, part of our hope in coming back to Hashem, is that we keep the momentum going, that we come back and we make this year will be the year. It's interesting. This is the they have a few songs about it, Arise and Shine. You know, that's the some people like the wording of it. What does that mean exactly, rise and shine? But the word in Hebrew, kumi, means to get up. Come means like to get up or to stand up. That's an idea that we have to do. Sometimes people they make a mistake because there's like songs like we want the Mashiach now or something, or it's enough to just say we want it now, or we can tell God to make it happen. But it doesn't work that way. What it is that we have to cause, we have to do teshuva and bring ourselves close to Hashem, and that will bring the Mashiach. That's how it works. In other words, we can say we want to make that happen by us doing teshuva. We have to get up, is what I'm saying. We have to get up or to rise or to. It means that we have to take actions to cause the world to become a better place. Kumi, get up. Now, light is an interesting word. In the beginning, where it talks about light, we don't believe that light is just the light that a candle has, or the. Well, light is a metaphor for wisdom. It's a metaphor for being able to see the truth. Light is like a. When things are dark, you can't see what's in front of you, and you're afraid, and things are confusing, and you have the light. The light provides the warmth. The light provides the ability to see what's what. It provides safety. So we say, get up and shine. Get up and show the light. Basically, that you know, in times of difficulties, we're not able to shine. We're not able to. Grow in the way we would like to, and so the prophet is saying that we're there. It's come the time that we can get up and we can go back to shining. We can be the light unto the nations. The light means we could be the guidance. We can kiva ora, because our light has come. Ukvod Hashem, how do we have that light? How do we shine? So the answer is we reflect God. That's what it says in the first fear. Ukvod Hashem alaik zara, the Hashem's reflection, Hashem's honor will be reflected on us. In other words, we're in the image of God, but we are meant to reflect Hashem's vision to the world. And that's the what are the reasons that we use the lunar calendar with the moon is that the moon reflects the sun. And so we identify with that. We're created to reflect God's values, Hashem's values to the world. We try to be a type of person that reflects the way, you know, godliness to the world. Now, why is that such a hard thing to do? Why not? You know, we should reflect, you know, values of truth and kindness and love. The problem is we live in a world of a lot of darkness. Kinei achoshech echad, the world's covered in darkness. Wherever you turn, there's a lot of darkness out there, a lot of hate, a lot of falseness. But Rafael, and especially the nations of the world, they don't just have darkness. They have a Rafael, which is like they're covered with a cloud. They have like no clue. Like, you know, it's that's the umim to the nations. So how do we break the darkness? For alayik yizra Hashem, Hashem's going to shine on you. We have to make ourselves worthy to be that messenger. Kvod alayik yira, and then the honor of Hashem will be seen. And what will happen? Verse 3, the nations of the world will go by that light. Now, sometimes individuals can see the ways of Hashem, but the governments, you know, you just have to turn to the United Nations and see about what the governments of the world are doing. They're the last ones to do the right thing. So it says over here, even the kings, even the countries will start to reflect that light. They will go by the light that you reflect. So that's the vision. We tend to think of our world as a good place, but really it's a very selfish place. People are taught that life is all about taking. It's all about getting what you can get out of life. You got to have things. You got to have things. You got to have vacations. You got to take. And those aren't our values. They're really not. That's not what life is about. Life is about giving. Life is about serving Hashem. Life is about truth. And the world is a dark place. Verse 4. Just look around. Now, this predicts, again, we're just hopeful. Again, we like to think that we're in messianic times. One of those things about messianic times is that our children come back. Welcome, Mazel Tov. One of those things we run into them in shul is that Jews that are distant from far off, all of a sudden they find their way to shul. They find their way into our community. And what brings them? How do they get here? And you run into the most interesting stories. Some people, they have ability to have Shabbos guests, and they tell you that they all of a sudden they invite people, and there's just no explanation for what made this person decide to come here and join. And there's our children are coming back. That's what this verse says. Now it says they're coming back from far off. Far off can mean they came from the other end of the world, or it could mean that they were not far off physically. They were in a different world, and somehow something inside them said, you know what, I got to find my way to Judaism. I got to find my way to La Vista Road or to wherever it is they find their way to. But that's a sign of messianic times when Jews find their way back. About a sixth of the observant community in the United States are Jews that were non-observant, were not raised that way. I mean, it's difficult to keep kosher or follow in an Orthodox shul or follow Hebrew or if you were raised observant. But when you're not raised observant to, you know, follow a service and to adopt a new lifestyle, it's incredible. There was a famous rabbi who used to say like that, you know, he doesn't call Balei Tshuva people that have come back to observance Balei Tshuva. He just calls them tzaddikim, you know, righteous people, because it's incredible people that have not been raised that way to. But that's a symbol of the messianic times where children will come back from people from a distance. So the only, you know, so it's actually a significant amount it's just painful to us because there's so many more out there. In other words, so many more good, sweet brothers and sisters and children that are out there that haven't found their way back. But that's part of the prophecy, that our children will come back from a distance. Ubanasecha, and our sons and our daughters, they'll be helped by the powers that be outside Taimana. And what will happen at that time? What are we going to feel? Verse 5. Az tira naharta. Then we're going to see, and we're going to be radiant. Then we're going to glow. You know, at that time, when we will, people will come back. Upachad arala vavik. And there'll be like a, it's interesting. He says that we'll be afraid. The pachad means like a fear. I think the messianic times will be so miraculous that we won't know what to make of it. It's a good thing, but it's just interesting. It says that there's a fear, like a pachad. Pachad means fear. But it's also, there'll be a longing. We want to merit living in those times and being ready for them. And so we will see and we will glow and we'll be astonished. I'm not sure if pachad means like that kind of fear. It just means that we won't know. It'll be so so widespread, it'll be amazing. Ki hafik alayich. Now, and we're used to an exile where we haven't been treated well by a lot of people, a lot of anti-Semitism. And so when all of a sudden that anti-Semitism turns into love, we're not going to know what to do with it. Like, you can imagine if the nations of the world all of a sudden love Israel and we love Jews, it's going to turn into Chayil Goyim, and they're going to be coming to us. We have to be, I mean, just imagine if our neighbors were like knocking on a door, hey, you're Jewish, please tell me about it, teach me, I just need to know, you know, like they're going to beseech you. There's a lot of Gentiles out there, so we're going to be very busy when, you know, if you live in Israel, maybe it's that, but, you know, there are a lot of Gentiles that are going to be knocking on your door saying, teach me, I found the truth, tell me about it. And so we're going to be, not know what to do with it, you know, with there'll be so many people that'll be thirsty for that. Verse 6. Shefas gemalim tekasek, and the camels used to travel over big distances and would carry big burdens. There'll be camels coming back, bringing the wealth. Israel was devastated and was poor, and it's describing that people will bring the wealth of the world back to Israel. They'll bring it on camels and fast-moving containers and ships and planes are going to come. Kulam and they'll come from Sheba. That's, if you remember, the Queen of Sheba, and Africa always had exotic spices and gems and jewels. It still does, the diamond mines. You know, most of the gems come from the deep dark places in Africa. But these places are going to come into the land of Israel. I think Israel is one of the world's leading diamond places. I think they take the South African mines. They bring the diamonds to Israel and. There's a lot of diamond cutters that are that's been a traditional Jewish trade, and so it's the high percentage of them come through Israel. It's just booming, and they're going to bring the gold and the frankincense and utehilas Hashem yevaseiru, and the non-Jewish world will sing the praises of Hashem. That's what we're waiting for. Verse 7, kotzon kedika, and people will bring the best flocks. They'll bring the best. They'll want to donate to Hashem, and so they'll bring, when they brought offerings, these were like considered the top-notch, top-quality offerings, where these, Keter was the name of a place that had very good sheep, I think. So they're going to bring the sheep and the rams, Yeshasir, Yala, Ratzim, and they'll be brought, and if you remember, we had some of the prophecies where people were using the temple service as an excuse not to be a good person. They thought, as long as I bring my offerings, I don't have to worry about being humble and loving and kind and generous. And I'll buy Hashem off with my offerings. So Hashem said, "Who needs your offerings?" So here it says the offerings will go back to being l'ratzon. They'll be desired. Ubeis tifartef, and Hashem will be a glory. And the people will come. And it'll be a wonder where they all come from. Verse 8, Mi Ela Ka, they'll come in off the clouds. Now, this is interesting because a lot of the airplanes look like birds. You know, like there's a description in Egypt that, the Jews were enslaved in Egypt all over the whole country. And somehow within a very short amount of time, we all gathered together. And how did that happen? In other words, we had the plague of the firstborn, and then it was time to go. But under normal circumstances, it's days and days journey in ancient times to go from one part of Egypt. I mean, today you could take a bus for 20 hours from one point of Egypt to the other to get. So how did they get all? So the Torah says they got there on eagle's wings. We didn't know exactly what that meant. It was like somehow, miraculously, when the Jews were ready to come back, they all. So today, when they brought the Jews from Yemen, who had never seen an airplane, they thought these were birds. They thought they looked like birds because they use the aerodynamics. It looks like wings. But there's these kind of clouds flying on the clouds with the birds. They're all going to come back. And what about the people on the far corners of the world? Now, today we have the technology where the people on the far corners, we can reach them. Like in ancient time, like the Mashiach would come, who's going to tell them? I don't know if you remember the Japanese in World War II, there were some people on islands who no one told them the war was over. And they lived in these remote jungles for years. And they thought, okay, you know, no one explained. Japan surrendered and the emperor's not the god. And it was like, no one told them. And it was like so how will people communicate? But now we live in a time when as soon as we're ready, we'll reach all those islands. They're all going to find out the news. Ki li ayim yikavu, ani es tarshish. And there'll be ships, barosh lehavi banecha. Now, what is the purpose of this? To bring back our children. To bring back the ones that have gone far away. Kasmazda, and they're going to come back, and they'll bring presents. They'll bring the gold and the silver. Ulashem Hashem elokayach. And they'll come in the name of Hashem, Elokadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel, and that'll be our glory. Verse 10. Ubanu b'nei necher. Now, so there in rebuilding cities, there's a lot of work. It's very hard work to build cities. It's very hard work to build. So again, we see this at this time. If you go to Israel, the builders, they are all the Arab workers for the most part. You know, they've brought in other workers, but in other words, our cities are being built. It's very hard work to do building. They have plenty of workers that want the jobs that'll do the building. And so over here it describes the foreigners doing the building. It's interesting, it mentions walls. They'll build our walls. Why would we need walls? Maybe if it's Messianic times, who says we... But it sounds like the Rambam. The Rambam says even Messianic times it'll be, you know, maybe to keep out the animals. I don't know, we're going to need walls. But it'll be built by foreigners like maybe it's like Trump said, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. So this says the foreigners are going to pay for the walls. The second time when we came back and rebuilt Eretz Yisrael, it was very difficult because we had to rebuild the walls and the natives didn't want us to rebuild the walls. So they had to have one hand building and the other hand on the weapons to fight off the Gentile, the Samaritans and others who were trying to stop the rebuilding. And it was an impossible task to try to build with one hand and defend yourself with the other. So over here, by the Messianic times, we're not going to have to worry about that. The Gentiles will do all the building for us. And not only will they do it, not only the lower classes, the kings, they'll service. Because Hashem will gather us in with love and compassion. Verse 11. And upisku sharayek tamid. Now, if you have walls, you might think that we're like afraid and we'll have to live behind closed doors. He says our gates will be wide open, and the nations of the world are going to want to learn about Hashem. And tamid yom v'laylo, you see, the day and night they'll be open. Lahavi elai chel goyim. The troops of the nations are going to want to come. Again, we have to remember that there are a lot of righteous non-Jews too. I mean, there are a lot of good people out there who just they live in a world of falseness, and once the truth is out there, they're going to want to learn about Hashem. U'malcheim, and they'll be led by their kings. Now, what about those that don't want? There's always nations that don't want to go along with the program, so what's going to be with them? Verse 12, Ki agoy v'amlocha, whether it's a nation or a king, asher lo, they don't want to serve you, don't worry about it. Yovedu, they'll go lost. Vagoyim chorav yichrevu, and they'll be wiped out and destroyed. You don't have to worry about all those enemies that may not want to join the program. Verse 13, Kavod Lebanon Eilayich Yofo, and the glory of the Lebanon. Lebanon, for the most part, Levana was like the forest, like the there was the forest of Lebanon was like the raw materials of the world. When they built the second Beis HaMikdash, really the first, they had to ship the wood down through the water and find ways to get the raw materials to Israel. So he's saying the glory, the honor of the of these materials, raw material, will come to Israel. But Rosh Tidur v'Ta'asher Yachdav, and they'll be for a glory Makom Mikdash, and they'll come to my holy place Umakom Ragle, in the place of my footstool. The way we envision it, the world is a place where it's physical and spiritual, and Hashem is all spiritual. So the world is like where Hashem's footstool is, so to speak, like we reach up. So and so the world is described like his footstool, like at the base of, we strive to get higher, to elevate ourselves. Verse 14. Now, what about these nations of the world? The people that oppressed us, so their children are going to come to us. What's very interesting is that you used to see in Israel that there were Germans that would come to Israel whose parents were Nazis, and they would come out of a sense of guilt, and they wanted to volunteer in Israel, and that's described here too. I haven't been in Israel in many years. I don't know if it's still happening, but you used to see that that there were Germans that would come, German children, and they grew up with, you know, knowing what their parents had done, and they wanted to come to Israel and do. It was hard for Israel to take them. Like, how could you say, you know, they went on kibbutzim and they let them milk the cows and do some labor. But there used to be a significant amount of Germans that did that. I think we're already past people don't, they want to say they're different and they don't adopt that history. But the children, those children of our enemies, they're going to come bowed and they're going to come to Israel and they're going to bow down and they're going to be on the palms of the soles of their feet. It's interesting, even the Hebrew has that word. I think we've talked about that. It sounds like Nazi. Kol menatzucha, all the people that have oppressed us. The word na'at is to oppress. All those people, their children are going to come begging, you know, humbly to us. V'kar lo ha'ir Hashem, and Israel, Jerusalem, will be called the city of Hashem, Sion Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. Now, what will change in the Messianic times? So, there'll be changes, and he describes them over here in verse 15. Tachas ayosa zuva sinua. In other times, we are abandoned and we're hated. People, anti-Semitism, ain't over, and people didn't pass by. And the opposite will happen. Israel will become a source of pride and a place of happiness and a place of... Now, it's not just a one-time thing, door to door. It'll go on for... it'll become a place where... all over the world, people want to go to and realize that that's the place to get close to Hashem. 16. V'yenata chelev goyim. And we will nurse from the milk of the nations. It's an interesting expression. It means that we'll take the cream of the nations will come to us. V'shod malah, and we'll like nurse from the kings. Even the leaders and the best that the world has to offer will come to Israel and offer their help. Now, what's going to happen when we see such a, you know, here the nations, they hate us and they want to boycott us and they want to harm us and they say terrible things about it, and all of a sudden the cream of the crop will come to Israel and say, what can we do, and they'll help us. Then when that happens, v'yadata ki ani Hashem, then we're going to know and that we are Hashem is our God, Moshe, He's our Savior, Golech, and He redeemed us, Avir Yah, the Mighty One of Yaakov. Yaakov describes the Jew who struggles. Right. In other words, we've always known a history of struggle. There's so many things that we need help with or we worry about, and so he described at that time things will change. Now, verse 17. Tachas Nechoshes. When they first rebuilt the temple, they didn't have the wealth that they had originally, and they had to use temporary materials that were not as good. So Hashem says, in the place of copper, I'm going to bring gold. The tachas of barzel, in the place of metal, I'm going to bring silver. Tachas of etzim, and in place of the wood, I'm going to bring copper. Everybody's going to get an upgrade. It's all up. Yeah.
Is Yeshayahu like way past Ezra and Nehemiah?
Before.
He's before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
The tachas avanim, and in place of stones, will have metal. In other words, everything will be upgraded. Everything will become better. V'samti pikudaseik shalom. And in many cases, the importance of government was for war, to protect us, to fight. And that's a shame to use all the energies for war, for fighting, for... So Hashem says, I'm going to use the officers instead of for war, I'm going to use them for peace. And what are we going to do, Benok Sayak, and what do you do with the policemen? They're going to be for tzedakah. That's going to change the focus of the way. The focus will not be to punish evildoers, the focus will be to help people. Verse 18, Lo Yishmol Hamas Barzecha. We won't hear any Hamas. We won't hear, which is also sounds like the Hamas, but we won't hear any more people being harmed in your land. Shod v'sheva, and we won't have to hear terrorist sounds and alarms and sirens. V'kara, see, and I'll call you Yeshua, redemption. And inside your gates, there'll be lots of praise for Hashem. Now, this is a great verse here, 19. This is the verse we say to a mourner when he gets up from Shiva. A mourner's just had his world destroyed. He lost his close relative. He's been sitting Shiva. And his world went dark, so to speak. So we wish the mourner this foul, we say to him this verse. Basically that a person never have to experience the darkness anymore and not experience the pain of death or the light going out, so to speak. And it says the following, Lo yiyeh lecha od ha-shemesh, actually, that's the next verse, is the one they say to the mourner, verse 20. But he's saying this verse, you're not going to need the sun anymore for light. We'll have basically there won't be darkness anymore. There won't be an existence which we have now, which is an existence of difficulties and suffering. And people, they wait for the sun to come up so that they'll warm up, so that they'll be able to see. We won't need that. There'll be an existence where things will be pleasant. Lo yir b'haylecha Hashem. Hashem will be our light. V'elokai, and Hashem will be our glory. Yeah, and this is the verse that we say to the mourner. Verse 20. Lo yavo od shimshech. Your son will never set again. And again, the idea was that a person who lost a relative, that's their son. That's their source of energy, their source of light. And so we wish them that, no, your son won't set anymore. Sunset is a certain sadness when the sun sets, and because in ancient times, once the sun set, you couldn't see. It got cold. It was dangerous to be out at dark. So you won't have that. The sun won't set anymore. And what about sometimes people can see at night through the moon? No, the moon, and that when they could only do things at certain times of the year of the month because the moon was out. But if it was the time of the month when the moon disappeared, then they couldn't travel at night, or it was more dangerous. The sun won't go out, the moon won't go out. Why? In other words, we won't, in this world, good things are temporary. Some people say that's why when people are very happy, they cry, because it's an awareness that life is a mixture of good and bad, and when you enjoy where it's very good, there's an awareness that it's not always, you can't always have a simcha, that it's not always, there's the good moments and other moments, and that's part of our existence, are the good and the, so Hashem says that's in the future, it'll be all good, we won't have to, it's not going to have to end. That's part of the sadness, is because you know it's got to end. You got to go home. You got to go back to the rat race, so to speak. And but no, it's not going to end. Your sun isn't going to go down, and the moon won't go down. Ki Hashem will be your light, and He'll be a light olam forever. Vishalma, and here it says, and you'll be done with the days of mourning. Enough. No more mourning. You won't have to mourn anymore. And that's again, that's why we say it to the mourner that he'll be done. Verse 21, Va'ame kulim sadikim. Very interesting verse. Everybody will be good. Your people will all be good. We believe that we all have the potential for being good, that we all have a part of Hashem inside us. We just, some of us get lost on the way. And so in Messianic times where it won't go dark, we kind of believe that some people, they could be good. You know, like every mother, they saw the child, they saw the goodness of the child, and they know that it's, along the way, the child got into mischief or they got into other things, but the mothers, they parents, they believe in the child, they saw the goodness of the child. And they feel bad that a person gets spoiled in this world, that they get attracted to different things that are not good. So Hashem says, in the future, you'll all be righteous. We'll take away the darkness, we'll take away the things that make people not righteous. Ula olam yusha oretz, and they will inherit the land, and they'll come back to the land. And neitzer matoi maseira, and the people will be my handiwork. They will reflect Hashem, and they will bring glory to it. Now, we're so small, we're so few in numbers, how can this ever happen? So, verse 22, Hakat Niel Aleph, the smallest one, will be increased 10,000. It'll be much bigger. Don't worry about numbers, you know. We're only a few, there's only so few now. Hakat Niel Aleph, smallest one will be for 1,000. Vatsoyer, now what about the little one? You know, the Tsoyer is like the little one. What's going to be, the Goy Atzum was going to be mighty. So don't worry about numbers. Don't worry about a weakling. Don't worry about anything. Hashem says, I'll take care of all that. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Be'ito achishanu, in the right time, we will make it happen. And that's they quote this verse. In other words, that there actually is a little bit of a contradiction. Be'ito means in its time. So there's a concept that when Hashem is ready, he'll bring the Mashiach. Achishanu means when you want something in a hurry, you call and you say, I need it now. Achishanu, like, you know, hurry up, bring it now. So this is a beautiful picture. We can't wait. You know, we're tired of, we don't want the sun to set. We're tired of the moonlight going out. We want that light forever. We don't want the Gentiles causing us trouble. We'll be thrilled when they want to learn about the ways of Hashem. So bring it on. Make it happen. So Hashem says two things. Be'ito, in the time. It'll happen whenever it's meant to happen, that's when the Mashiach is going to come. Or, achishenu, if you want to do a rush job, if you want to call and say, hurry up, I want it now. So the Gemara says the following. It says that the Mashiach can come in one of two ways. It'll either come whether we have earned it or we deserve it or not, because the time will come that you know, mankind has had enough centuries and enough time to try to get it right. And it's so interesting, because there have been different times where we've thought that mankind progressed or that the world progressed. And then we just get frustrated again, because you see what happens, and you see the violence and the other stuff that goes on, and you realize, no, we're not progressing. We're not any better than they were 100 years ago. We're not any, as civilization, the world is not, there's still wicked people out there. There's still harm. There's still people that are just awful people, are destroying other people. And if anything, the violence today in the world, in Africa and other places, is just awful. So we haven't made progress. On the other hand, so Hashem said at some point the Mashiach is going to come whether we make progress or not. On the other hand, we could bring the Mashiach. The Mashiach can happen. And we are strong believers that individuals make the difference. If you ever look in the Torah, it's just Avraham, Yitzhak, you know, just a few people. The truth is that we really believe that each person can actually start the revolution. In other words, if a person is really motivated and comes close to Hashem, that he would influence the people around him and could just change the whole world. Could happen because of, and that's what we hope for. And so they quote this, Be'ito Achishenu, that this will either happen Be'ito at the time, or Achishenu, if we're lucky, we can bring it. It can happen sooner. And so that's always our hope, that we somehow, this year will be the year, this time will be the time, and hopefully with that, may we all be zocheh to a ksiva tova.